It's Marketplace Tech for Wednesday, October 12th. I'm Molly Wood, filling in for Ben Johnson. Amazon announced a new subscription music service this morning. The company has had Prime Music for a while, which was included with your Prime subscription. But the catalog, let's be generous and say it was limited. The new service is called Amazon Music Unlimited. It'll be about $8 a month for Prime subscribers, $10 for non-subscribers. And interestingly, there is an option to pay $4 a month for a subscription that only works with the Amazon Echo. I visited Amazon San Francisco headquarters to talk to Vice President of Music, Steve Boom.
So the catalog, how does it compare then to Spotify, Apple Music? Is everybody kind of in the same field right now? It's totally comparable.
It's a full catalog music service. We've got license agreements with all the major labels and hundreds of independent labels. It's comparable in the size and quality of the catalog to those services.
I feel like the question that comes up is the question that came up a little bit with Amazon Prime Music, which was, what took so long? Is this coming out now partly because the Echo made you realize it might be a bigger opportunity?
It's coming out for a variety of reasons. I think, you know, we entered streaming over 2 years ago with Prime. It told us that people like streaming music with Amazon. And I think that was important for us making the leap from being a retailer to being a streaming service. But certainly with the growth of Echo over the last 2 years and the success of Echo, we saw this incredible opportunity not only to build on the success we've had with Prime. And when we talked to Prime members, a lot of them said, I love Prime Music. If I were to spend more money, it would be to get more content, right? And so, okay, great. So let's build out that service.
Are there going to be retail hooks in the app? Will there also, Amazon is a big retail site, so will there also be links to CDs or other kinds of archaic media?
No, we're really, this is a streaming service. We're really focused on providing an amazing streaming experience. If you happen to have purchased music from us in the past, whether digitally or in CD, we'll certainly use that information about you to help give you good music recommendations when you come into our streaming service. But this is all about a music streaming experience.
That's Steve Boom from Amazon. Now, I thought the most interesting announcement was that $4 a month Echo only version. It does some neat tricks. Here's Boom again.
This is one of someone on our team's favorite examples. He's a big Sia fan. And, you know, there's a hook to one of her songs that's just been stuck in his head. So he said, Alexa, play the song that goes 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, drink.
Chandelier by Sia.
Note that the Echo subscription only works on one device, so if you also have an Echo Dot or a Tap speaker, you'll have to upgrade to the $8 plan. And the premium version of Spotify, plus Pandora and other music services, already work with the Echo. So if you're switching, you'll have to decide whether the discount is worth the hassle of recreating all your playlists, which is the worst. Okay, when you hear this, what does it make you think of? I'm guessing you said video game, and I'm guessing you didn't say voting. But this story has both. That sound is from a new game called Swing Voter Go. It was created by the author and game designer Jane McGonigal in collaboration with the political action committee Move On. It lets you find undecided voters in your social network. And while this game has the goal of defeating Donald Trump, McGonigal said the real goal is to get people talking to each other.
I wanted to figure out a way that people who don't live in swing states could have as much power and influence in this election as people who do. Would you like to see, by the way?
Can we play the game? Let's walk through.
Let's play the game. So the first thing that happens when you come to the game is you see this map. And so you just pick a swing state. Now, this is the list of people that I personally know and can potentially reach out to try to get out the vote or influence the vote in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
That's one way you can find voters. We have another way to find voters on other social networks, and we call them lures, because we hope that you will lure people out to have conversations with you, people who are undecided or live in swing states.
So we start with our social graph. We identify the people. Mm-hmm. They confess their undecided state. And then what?
So you find all these different voters. And then we have this resource called swing balls. So, you know, for example, swing balls for people who might not realize that there are laws in their state. There are 23 states that require your boss to give you 2 hours off to vote on election day.
Really?
Colorado, Ohio, these are states where your boss has to legally give you paid time off to go vote. So when you reach out to your friends that you found, you can mention this to them. Maybe they'll be more likely to actually make the time that day or stand up for their right to vote.
Let's talk a little bit about privacy, because I think as soon as you start to, even using your own social graph to identify people and maybe reach out to them and say, hey, I know who you are, I know where you live, and I want to talk to you about voting, you know, that could feel a little bit intrusive.
So one thing that we did is we wanted to make sure that MoveOn.org was not collecting any information about your friends and that MoveOn.org would not be reaching out to anybody. And that's the way the game worked. This is really about your relationship with them and your conversations with them. None of these conversations take place within the game site. Nothing's tracked. Nothing's recorded.
You teamed up with MoveOn.org, which is a progressive group, and the stated goal is to get out the vote for Hillary Clinton specifically. But I really hear you saying that you could use this platform in all kinds of ways.
Yes. You know, and some people have asked me, what if Donald Trump supporters try to play the game? How are you going to keep them out? Well, we're not going to keep them out. You can totally use this resource, this map to find all of the swing voters in your network. You can use it regardless of who you want people to vote for.
So really what you're giving is the tools. The tools to have a conversation with people.
Yeah. It's more positive and it's more respectful. And it just is it feels better than just screaming at each other.
Jane McGonigal is a game designer and author. She has created a game called Swing Voter Go. Jane, thank you so much for talking with me.
Oh, thank you, Molly.
Now, the game has a couple different soundtrack options. This one is meant to get you pumped up to vote or register to vote. So, you know, go do that. That's Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.